This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited the Vatican on Monday to meet with Pope Francis and other officials. They will discuss climate change, human rights, and human trafficking among the topics of discussion. The visit comes ahead of an expected October meeting between the Pope and U.S. President Joe Biden. President Biden is the second Catholic to lead the United States. Blinken and Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio will also co-chair a meeting of the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS Monday. State Department officials said ministers will discuss maintaining pressure on the militant group in Iraq and Syria while also working to counter affiliates elsewhere in the world. The Defense Department says the U.S. military conducted airstrikes near the border between Iraq and Syria. The U.S. saying this targeted facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. Kirby says the U.S. military targeted three operational and weapons storage facilities Sunday, two in Syria and one in Iraq. Authorities have identified eight of the nine people confirmed to have died in the collapse of a 12-story beachfront condominium in the U.S. state of Florida. More than 150 others remain missing as rescuers search through the rubble of the Champlain Towers South. Rescue workers are still holding out hope they will find survivors as they head into a fifth day of digging through the rubble of a partially collapsed condo building outside of Miami. Families of the missing rode buses on Sunday to a site nearby from which they watched the rescuers work. This is